So the devotee is asking a question about they're staying in Vrindavan doing bhajan, or they even heard that if you commit sins in Vrindavan, you get 1,000 times the reaction and 1,000 times the benefit. And vice versa, if you do good activities here in Chanta, remember Krishna, while living in Vrindavan, then you get 1,000 times punya, 1,000 times benefit. This is a very common phrase, and that sometimes I've heard 100, sometimes I've heard 1,000. Even acharyas of leading spiritual missions have also spoken this idea, not about the benefits so much, but if you commit offenses. So the acharya may say this because he may want to be warning his disciples living in Vrindavan to be careful. It may be a type of scare technique out of love for the disciples. As I've heard one famous acharya said, don't commit sin in Vrindavan, you'll get 100 times the reaction. So then devotees, disciples of that guru, if they hear that, then they will make them more serious. Oh, guru, they said. Because guru vakya and shastra vakya are very powerful. But it's best if the guru vakya is exactly the same as the shastra. Then it's more convincing, not only for disciples, but for everyone. Because the disciple may say, my Gurudev said, if you commit sins in Vrindavan, you get 100 times reaction. So then some other devotee may say, good devotee, who's not doesn't have the same guru, he might say, can you show me where that is in Shastra? And you'll say, I don't know, my Gurudev said. Well, that's good enough for me. So, okay, that's good for you, and I accept that. But can you show me where it's in Shastra? So I personally have never seen that point anywhere in Shastra. Anywhere. And I've read quite a bit to some extent. Shastra is unlimited. Bahu Shastra. But I've read quite a bit, and I discussed this point with senior Gaudiya Vaishnavas, including my teachers, Diksha and Shiksha teachers. And they said that such a point doesn't exist, but it's a nice idea to keep people careful. Like the mother and father may say many things to their children which are not exactly shastra. They say, listen, if you go in that neighborhood, then you won't do good in your school and you'll pick up all bad qualities. So they might say, can you show me where that is in shastra? They'll say, look, take it from me, you know, I'm your mother and father. I know about that side of town, the people there are not good. You'll pick up bad ideas, you'll get involved with heroin and whatever. Just don't go over there. You know, so out of love and out of care. So we have to give the spiritual teachers, they love their disciples. But if we want to know Shastra, according to Shastra, there's nothing in Shastra that there's nowhere I have seen, and I'd like someone to show me. What I mean by Shastra, I mean Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. I don't mean the quotations, the commentaries or quotations of any particular guru. They may be your shastra, but I'm talking about shastra which is accepted across the board by all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. The writings of Vishwanath Chakravartipad, 6 Goswamis, Krishnas Kaviraj, Vrindavandas Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Baladevi Vibhushan, Bhagavatam, Mahabharata, and Gita. And these are the shastras, and their teachings are all shastra. Sandarbhas and writings of the 6 Goswamis are shastra for us, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And the primary shastra, according to Lord Chaitanya, for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas is Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam, Paramahamsa Samhitam. So that when we're quoting a praman or a shastra, if we can quote the Bhagavatam, that's the tops, that's the best. So to answer this question, or any question of tattva or sadhana, if we can quote the Bhagavatam, or the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is basically usually Bengali version of the Bhagavatam and also including the verse from the Bhagavatam, it's very powerful and very convincing and very perfect. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 14, this is the teachings on Varnashram Dharma by Narada Muni. And he speaks 5 verses. Canto 7, verse 14. chapter 29 through 33. And in these five shlokas, in the middle one, it says 29, 30, 31, verse 31, he says this, Mathura and Vrindavan, he says the word is Madhupuri. Madhupuri is the word, Puri means city or place, and Madhu means sweet, honey place. So Mathura, or the whole Brajmandal, is called Madhupuri in the Puranas and Shastras, and in the Bhagavatam. In Madhupuri, Vrindavan, Mathura, Vrindavan, religious activities performed here give 1,000 times the result of the same activities done anywhere else. And then the verse is number 31 maybe. Dharmahita pumsam sahasradi phalodaya. Phalodaya. Phal means fruit and udai means will arise. Mayapur Chandra Udai. And sahasra means a thousand, and adi means an addition, a thousand plus. Pumsam means person, hita means benefit, and dharma means religious activities. Any kind of charity or any kind of studies. So of course on the higher end, chanting Krishna's name is not exactly, you know, piety or punya, it's not a punya karma. It's an offense to think that chanting Krishna's name is an activity of punya. That's the eighth offense against the holy name. To think that the chanting of Hare Krishna is equal to some pious activity is totally transcendental. It's pure devotional service. It's bhakti. It's sadhana. It's bhakti. It's pleasing to Krishna. It's Krishnanukulya. Very pleasing to Krishna. So it's seva. It's not punya. It gives mukti, not material fruits. So, but nevertheless, dharma in a larger extent means any type of religious performances. Shravanam, because there's dharma, which includes the varnashram dharma. The duties of the varnas and ashramas are all told in the Puranas and the Dharma Shastras, and therefore elevation through the Chatush Purush Varga. Elevation through dharma, art, kam, moksha. The goal is ostensibly liberation, but mostly people are worshipping demigods and devatas like Shiva and Vaishnava Devi and Durga for various material benefits and fruits now time in this life. Money, power, position, elevation, improvement, janam dehi. Very few are interested in the actual goal of all dharma. But that's the lokic dharma, varna and ashram dharma. Beyond the lokic and varna dharma, there's sanatana dharma and Bhagavat dharma. Bhagavat dharma, sanatana dharma, that is the worship of Vishnu. Shravanam, kirtanam, Vishnu, smaranam, padasevanam, archanam, bandhanam, dasyam, sakyam, atmanavedanam. These are devotional activities for pleasing Krishna, which results in prema. And when one has prema, one is qualified to enter the spiritual world forever. Eternal life of loving service to Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. So dharma, it says dharma hita pumsa. So dharma can mean two types of dharma. Bhagavad dharma, which will include the Navavida bhakti, which I just mentioned. Or it can mean just the lokic dharma of the varna or ashrama one is in. In other words, all types of spiritual activities performed in Vrindavan give 1,000 times the benefit. This is the only point in Shastra it says 1,000 times benefit. There's nothing told anywhere in the Bhagavatam or anywhere I've seen about 1,000 or 100 times reactions for sins. I have not seen that, nor have my teachers seen such a point. That's one point. I think you can open that door. Radhe Radhe. Hello. Radhe Shyam. So this is the idea about 1,000 times benefit. There's some asanas there. You can take asana. Sit near the fountain, it's a little cooler. I think I have one more point about this also. Is that clear? 57B, 59, 57B, 57. Oh yeah, this is a nice point. The discussion is about suffering 1,000 times reaction for sins performed in Vrindavan, or getting 1,000 times the benefit. So we just quoted the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7.14.31, where Narada Muni is explaining only this point. Madhupuri Dharma Hita, Pumsa Sahasradi Faladaya. To any religious or spiritual activities, the benefit, hita, the benefit of any religious or spiritual activities performed in Braj Mandal is 1,000 times more. Sahasra Adi, extra, even 1,000 times and even more. And that Phal Odaya, that fruit will arise within one. So this is what's told, and there's nowhere in Shastras we have seen that you get 1,000 times reaction for your sins. But what we do see, and this is what my Diksha Guru told me, that although some acharyas may say to warn their disciples to behave properly and not to commit sin or misbehave or make offenses to Brijvasis or Pandas or anyone, which we should not do and be very careful about, but some gurus of acharyas of missions, they may say, watch out, if you commit sins you'll get 100 times reaction or benefit. And everybody will speak about that in that mission. That's good because it keeps people careful. It keeps people watchful. Because we should always be careful and mindful in all our dealings. Am I acting correctly? Am I acting incorrectly? Is this mitya? Is this satyam? Is this false? Is this true? We should always live truth. Satyam, satyam, satyam. Param satyam chadimahi. Param satyam chadimahi. This is Bhagavatam starts with this verse. Janmad yasya yataha itaratesh tachesh abhigyaswarat. Abhigyaswarat. Abhigyaswarat means Bhagavan. Bhagavan Sri Krishna is abhigya and swarat. So then it concludes. Param satyam chadimahi. I should meditate. Dhimahi, should meditate on this parasatyam. Meditate on the absolute truth, Radha and Krishna. Speak the absolute truth. Live the absolute truth. Teach the absolute truth. And behave absolutely and truthfully at all times. This is the bhakta, param bhakta, Vaishnava. So wherever we live, whether we live in Calcutta, or in Delhi, or in Rome, or in Berlin, or New York, or Bombay, we should be truthful. If one speaks the truth every day for 12 years, after 12 years, he'll get the city, he'll get Vag City, so whatever he says or she says will become true. Can't be one lie. Husbands lie to wives, wives lie to husbands. Employees lie to the boss. So much businessmen are lying all the time. no lie, no profit. So this is a difficult tapa in a Kali Yuga, because this is a Kali Yuga. In the Satya Yuga, then it's the age of Satya. This is a Kali Yuga, age of Jute. This is Jute Sane. Jute Bolo. Everyone's speaking Jute. Lies. It's the age of lying. Everywhere lying, cheating. Kapat Yuga. So, moreover, not only does one not suffer 1,000 times reactions, Rupa Goswami says, Rupa Goswami, he's our Acharya, And he's quoting the Puranas in a book called Mathura Mahatmyam. It's in English. Mathura Mahatmyam. It is his collection of the glories of Mathura. If you look in Skanda Puran and different Puranas, you will find different Mahatmyams. Mahatmyams are chapters. Mahatmyam means the glories. So you'll find Purushottam Kshetra Mahatmyam. In Skanda Puran, if you read, you'll find one chapter called Purushottam Kshetra Mahatmyam. This chapter is all about the glories of Jagannath Puri. Jagannath Swami Ki Jai. The glories, the Damvasis, the devas and rishis and munis, the celestial beings, they see the Puri Vasis as having Chaturbhuj. They see them as four-armed Vaikuntha forms, Vaikuntha Rupa. So even it says in the Skanda Puran, not only the Manush, but even the donkey, even the gada, even the donkeys, you know, donkey, gada, wah, wah, you know, ass, how do you say it? Hindi? Gada. Even a gada, or ass, donkey, and Jagannath Puri, the Skanda Puran says they have four arms. They have four legs, it looks like. They have four arms like a Vishnudut. So this is a Mahatmyam. So there's also, in different Puranas, the Mathura Mahatmyam and Brindadevi Mahatmyam. It's in Padma Puran, there's Brindadevi Mahatmyam. And there's also Mathura Mahatmyam Padma Puran. So there is a separate chapter in Padma Puran called Mathura Mahatmyam, the glories of Mathura. Rupa Goswami, he published a book called Mathura Mahatmyam, which is his collection of many different Puranas. There's 434 verses, Mathura Mahatmyam. He's glorifying, he's talking about Govardhan, he's talking about Gokul and many, many things. So there he says, sadhana in the holy dham is a thousand. This is my teacher saying. This is bhakti sadhana performed in the holy dham is 1,000 times more effective, but this does not apply to sins. In fact, in Mathura Mahatmyam, Rupa Goswami says, sins, this is the answer to your question, sins committed in Vrindavan are destroyed in Mathura Vrindavan itself. Here's the shloka. Maturayam kritam papam Maturayam Vinashati. It's simple, Hindi. It doesn't take much. Maturayam Kritam Papam. Kritam means to do, Papam means sin. So if you perform sin in Mathura Vrindavan, how will that be destroyed? Vinash. You never heard of Bhakti Vignan and Vinash, the Sringa Bhagavan? Like in Hinduism, we have, before any Mangala function, we worship Ganapati. He's the lord of the gun in all the groups. So we say, Sarva Vignan Vinashan Ganapati Bhagavan Aki, Om Sri Ganeshaya Namaha, Om Ganapatyaya Namaha. So we pray to him, Vignan Vinash. So this word Vinashati means destroys. Nashati means to annihilate, to destroy, to finish. And V means vishesh. In an exceptional way, in a complete way, in a total way. Exceptional way, complete way, total way. Rupa Goswami Pad. Maturayam kritam papam, maturayam vinashati. You commit sin in Vrindavan. You fall down from your brahmacharya ashram.